Here are today's funeral announcements. Stanley Meres, 89, of Barron, passed away on January 19th. The celebration of life for Stanley Meres will be held at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Chautauqua on Friday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. today at the church. Lowell Woke, 89, of Elmina, passed away on February 5th. The funeral service for Lowell Woke will be held at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Elmina today at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. today at the church. Dennis Dixon, 75, of Rice Lake, passed away on February 22nd. The visitation for Dennis Dixon will be held at Apple Yards Home for Funerals in Rice Lake today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. with interment at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner today at 2 p.m. Linda Radke, 75, passed away on February 25th. The funeral service for Linda Radke will be held at Swedberg Taylor Funeral Home in Webster today at 2 p.m. Visitation is 1 until 2 p.m. today at the funeral home. Vivian Hillebrandt, 95, formerly of Ambry, passed away on February 25th. The funeral service for Vivian Hillebrandt will be held at East Lincoln Alliance Church in Ambry on Saturday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Saturday at the church. Dennis Hyken, 81, of Ambry, passed away on February 26th. The funeral service for Dennis Hyken will be held at Congregational United Church of Christ in Ambry on Monday at 11 a.m. Visitation is Sunday from 2 until 5 p.m. at Williams & White Funeral Home in Amory and from 10 until 11 a.m. on Monday at the church. Harold Sommerfeld, 87, of Clam Falls, passed away on February 19th. The funeral service for Harold Sommerfeld will be held at Clam Falls Lutheran Church in Frederick on Monday at 11 a.m. Visitation is Sunday from 2 until 5 p.m. at Swedberg Taylor Funeral Home in Webster and from 10 until 11 a.m. on Monday at the church. Barbara Stauner, 86, of Rice Lake, passed away on January 28th. The funeral mass for Beverly Stauner will be held at Sacred Heart Church in Elmina on Monday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Monday at the church. And that's a look at today's funeral announcements.